Therefore, this is the importance of hearing in the association of the devotees of the Lord. In the eagerness to hear, we must be very seriously striving to extract from these words, which are descending from God Himself, the inspiration to deepen the process of purification in our life. All over the world, especially in India, people attend spiritual discourses because they're enjoyable, they're entertaining, they're fun. Some people go to movies, some people go to pravachan. Or in the same way, the chanting of bhajans and kirtans. There are so many professional bhajans and kirtan singers who have melodious voices and wonderful musicians, and they sing about Krishna, and people are entertained by that. It's fun. And it has a spiritual theme, so in that way it gives us some sense of piety in our life, which makes life even more enjoyable. But this is not at all what the scriptures or the sadhus recommend. We should chant the holy name of the Lord, we should hear the message of the Lord for our spiritual purification. Therefore, we should not be the slightest bit interested in professional reciters or professional singers, because the name of God is not truly manifesting from their lips. The name of God can only truly manifest from someone who is dedicating their lives in God's service. We can be entertained, but we will not become purified.